It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 6. We're going to begin reading with the 8th verse and read to the end of the chapter, so please open your Bibles today that you can join us and have a good time and a good study with us today. So Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 is where we're going to begin. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to visit our website, you can find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to write to us, you could find us at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now, I hope that that was enough information, and I hope I didn't go through it too quickly for you, but I want to get right to the study of God's Word today, and we're at Genesis chapter 6. We'll begin with the 8th verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh was corrupted his way upon the earth, had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, 2 of every sort shalt thou bring unto the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, all fowls after their kind, and of the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. 2 of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Let's begin with prayer now after we've read the precious word. Father, thank you that we can come together today and enjoy this time. Please show us your way and will. Keep our minds and our hearts directed towards you, Father, always, but especially as we've come together to study the word. It's so easy for our minds to go off thinking of something else of the day or something we need to do later on or tomorrow or whatever the case might be. Please, Lord, that you help me to keep my mind upon you always and here now, especially as we're studying your word, that we can look to you and study your word and learn from you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this time together now, and I ask that you will show us your way and will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we've come each time now, and we looked at Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We've talked about that. We've talked about the end of verse 9. Noah walked with God. We've not talked much about Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the 3 sons of Noah, other than we know that Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth and all of their wives will be upon the ark because they have come by faith, went upon the ark. So we know that. And so we have discussed as well that the earth also is corrupt before God. The earth is filled with violence. And as we look each time, we know that the world is getting to be so corrupt that God is going to have to destroy it. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh is come." That's the 13th verse before me. "For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." And so that's the promise that's coming here. "Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make thee in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And the fashion which thou shalt make it, the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits." So we're looking at a vessel here, kind of a big floating barge of 450 feet by 75 feet by 45 feet. And we have talked about many different sides to this thing and ideas, and so I hope that you have been able to listen each time. But now that we look carefully here, and I want to take just a few minutes and look at the door, because we have a door on the side, and I've kind of jumped up and down or back and forth or however you want to talk about it here as we've looked at these verses of Scripture. But we have the size of the ark is in verse 15, and we have what the ark is made of in verse 14, and that it does have rooms. We have pitch in and without with pitch. But in the 16th verse, "A window shalt thou make to the ark, and it shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set on the side thereof." And so we have the size of the window, which is 1 cubit, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But right now we have the door. We look at this door, and it's just one door. Now, that would upset every code that we have today, wouldn't it? Because there's only one door. And, you know, we need to realize that God is inside this ark. When he invites Noah in, and I have said this for a couple of times that we've been together here, and I don't want you to miss it, because as we look at this verse of Scripture, we can recognize and we can see that the Lord said unto Noah, "Come, thou and all thy house into the ark." Come. He invites him to come in. And so not only is this one of the safest floating vessels that was ever built, considering it was the first, and Noah had no idea what he was building, and yet he followed God's plan, and so we know that, but it's so exciting to see that the Lord God is inside the ark. And so he is in control and in protecting them. He is also the one that is steering, is controlling the ark. And so we don't have to worry about it just floating aimlessly across the this body of water that's everywhere all the way around the earth, because God is in control. He is the one that is running the ship, this boat, this ark. And then we'll find that he also places it exactly where he wants it to be, which is on Mount Ararat, and it's going to land right there, because that's where God said it's going to land. And it's not just because God spoke it, but God is the captain of the ship. And he, too, is the captain of our ship, if we'll just follow his way and will, because he will lead us to the place of eternal life, the heaven, at a given appointed time. And he has carried the same way with this ark. He has brought it to a place and a place of rest when all this destruction and time is over. So I want you to see that the safety is there, and we don't have to worry about fire. We don't have to worry about the boat capsizing in any way or another. And so just to have one door is all that's necessary. And I want you to see that there is only one door, and there is no dimensions giving, no size given to that door. It's important that you see and understand why there is no dimensions given, and that is because everyone can come. And I have a couple of verses of Scripture here for us that we're going to enjoy today, and one is in Revelation chapter 3. So I'd like, if you would please, turn to Revelation chapter 3, and we're going to go to the 7th verse, Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. "And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Do you understand that no man shut this door? No man understands the size of the door. Noah knew how large to build it, but there is nothing given, no description given of that, because it was so important to know that all are welcome to come. And you know, as we look at John chapter 14, the sixth verse, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man hath come unto the Father but by me. We need to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is giving one way of safety, one way to survive, one way to live, and that's to come upon the ark. And there isn't two or three ways to get upon the ark. There's only one way. And that's the same thing that you need to understand concerning your salvation. You cannot come from another direction. You know, I despise these people that say that, you know, we don't quite believe the way you do, but we do believe in God, and we're going to all be there. We're just going a little different way. No, we're not, because it's not my way. It's God's way, and God's way is given to us in His Word. And if we do not follow that, you're not going to get there. If you didn't follow, if these people here didn't follow and understand they had to enter the ark to be safe and to survive this, come by faith, trusting that. If they would do that, then and only then could they understand of safety. Safety was coming. But if they didn't, then certain destruction was coming. Today it's the same way in your life. If you refuse to come by faith in Jesus Christ, and faith alone, not by works, but by faith, coming by faith to Jesus Christ, if you'll do that today, if you'll trust in Jesus today, then you'll be saved if you'll come by faith to Him. The Holy Spirit comes and convicts your heart of sin, shows you the way to the cross of Calvary, introduces you to the one that died upon that cross and into His precious blood. You just need to come by faith to Him. Please trust in Jesus today and be saved. It's the only way of salvation. At this time here, it was the only way of salvation was to enter into the ark, and all could come, and the Lord would shut the door. All could come, and the Lord would shut the door. And don't miss that. I will read for you Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Isn't it wonderful? The Lord pulled the door shut. He shut him in. It wasn't Noah deciding it's time. Okay, look around. It looks like it's pretty cloudy. I think it's going to start raining. I think it's time to shut the door. No man made that decision. And it's the same way when the tribulation period will begin. No man is making that decision. It's God's time and God's plan. And I believe that the church will be raptured, as is here. Noah went into the ark. Yes, it's a very wicked time now, but that time of wickedness will worsen, and especially when the church is taken out, because the presence, the testimony of the Holy Spirit that's indwelling every believer will be gone. And this old devil is going to have really a full rule and reign, and he's going to make everybody seem to like him and to love him for what he does. And then about halfway through the tribulation, his true colors will come out, and we know that at the end of the tribulation, the Lord Jesus will return, destroy all that are wicked, and set his kingdom here to rule and to reign for 1,000 years, and Jesus himself will be here. All that's to come. Right now, we're clear back on the other end of the scripture. We're back in Genesis, and we're looking at a boat, at a ship that's only got one door. It's only got one window. It has three stories. It's 450 foot long, 75 foot wide, and 45 feet high. What a place. That's the place that God is going to be and give to Noah and his family and all the animals that are aboard, that they'll be safe, and they will be safe. And so please understand that this door, the reason there is no dimensions given is that there is no one that is too big, too little, too old, too young, no one is exempt from coming through that door. It's open, and it's waiting for you to come in, but you have to enter in. And it's the same way today as we look at the cross of Calvary. The door is open to you. You just need to enter in. And as the Holy Spirit puts out the call, and here we find that as this time of destruction started, we know that the call comes. The Lord God said to Noah, "Come, thou, all thy house, into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." And the only thing that made Noah righteous was he came by faith. You need the righteousness of God. You come by faith to the Lord Jesus. He is the only way. God will shut the door behind you when you come, and he will keep you. Oh, it's so important that you see the Lord Jesus Christ. As long as it was open, all could come. But when it was shut, that was the end. And we found and read in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, "And the Lord shut him in." We read Revelation 3, 7. No man can open it, no man can shut it. And that's sure. And whether it be the ark or whether it be the door of your heart, if you will refuse to let Jesus Christ in, he is knocking on that heart's door. He wants to come in, but the only way he can come is if you will permit it. You need to open your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ today. He's convicted you of your sin. You've recognized that. Now invite him in and come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, please. We have just read John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Please, do not miss these beautiful pictures we have. We've talked about the door. Now, let's look at the construction of this ark, because we have three stories. Now, let's look at some things here just a little bit. It's God's plan. We know that. It's not Noah's. It's God's. Man's only part of this was building. Nothing to do with the design of it. And salvation is the only way is by the ark, the only way to be saved from this time of total destruction of the earth, overcome by water. There's only one way to be saved, and that is to come upon the ark. The only place of refuge is in the ark. So to be saved and to have a refuge, and that's today. People look so many different places and so many directions trying to find their peace and their joy and to have a place of refuge, and yet they look every place but the church, and I can understand that because many churches have let them down. The church to a lot of people is not a place of refuge. It's a battleground. Well, I praise the Lord that we come here, and it's a place of refuge. And it's such a joy to have that and to enjoy that. So please, that you find a Bible-believing, soul-winning church, not a social club and with the church written on the door, but a place that teaches the Word of God, doesn't teach you how to play basketball, doesn't teach you how to play baseball, it doesn't teach you all those things that the world are so busy at, because that's what gets people coming to church. You come in because you want to hear the Word of God. Now, you can fill the church with a drum and a beat that draws them in for miles around. So's the nightclubs and the country clubs and all those things. Let the nightclubs have their own group. I want the folks that know Jesus Christ, are saved, enjoy the Word of God, and want to come and grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have here that's God's plan. Man's only part was to build it. Salvation, the only place is found in the ark. The place of refuge is again in the ark. Now we're going to look at the lower, the second, and the third story as we look at this verse of Scripture, because we find the building of this ark in the 16th verse. "A window shalt thou make of the ark, a cubit shalt thou finish it above. The door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it." We have three stories here. You know, that's a beautiful picture, and I believe that it's a picture of the Trinity. Because you see, as we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, here we have the three different levels. And let's look at the beautiful picture of the Trinity. I have several verses of Scripture here that I would like to read for you, but I believe that that's what it's talking about. If you have another idea, that's just fine, but I believe it is speaking of the Trinity. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. I love the pictures that we have. Ephesians chapter 3, the 19th verse. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, we need to understand that our salvation isn't just a work that's done from the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the work of the cross of Calvary, and you hear me often to say that come to Jesus Christ and be saved. But I do need to let you know that the work of salvation is involved with all three, not just the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God and the Father. Father God, the Spirit of God, and the Son of God all have a part of our salvation. And as we look at this verse of Scripture here in 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. In order to be filled with the fullness of God, it takes the Godhead, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's look at Colossians, Ephesians, Colossians, and we have several verses of Scripture in Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. We're going to look at the 19th verse. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. In him. It's wonderful, the work of Jesus Christ. Now 2, 9 and 10. Chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principalities and power. Dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So in Jesus Christ, we have the Spirit of God and God the Father. If you do not know the Son, you cannot know the Father, because the Son brings you to the Father, and that's the only way we can see the Father is to look upon the Son, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we look here in the work of the ark, the building of the ark, it has three stories. And I believe that's speaking of the Trinity, the salvation and the security that we have in Jesus Christ is the Godhead bodily, fully complete. And so is Noah's safety and his family inside the ark. It is a picture of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now we come, we look at the door. We've spoken just very briefly to the three different levels, and you can suggest whatever those three levels and what their purpose. You know, we have one where the animals are at, one of the dwelling place of Noah where he lives. One would be for the food and the preparation of everything. You know, some people say that everybody on the ark were asleep during this time. Well, then what in the world do they need all the food that Noah's put on there for? And thou shalt, in verse 21, and take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. And so Noah put everything on there. We have all the animals, everything upon the ark. So we've looked now at the door. We've looked at the size just a little bit, 450 foot. Can you imagine that? 450 foot by 75 by 45. We have looked, there's only one door. And now we're about to look at the three levels, the lower, second, and third level. And we have a Trinity that protects us and keeps us. And here they had the three levels. Now we have a window. One door, one window. Again, wouldn't that break every code that's required today? But you see, the difference is that God is the architect here. God's the one that engineered this job, and he has it made perfectly. And there's no concern for need of an exit because the Lord Jesus Christ is present in there. And isn't it wonderful that as he is present that we see the joy and the power and the strength of our salvation in Jesus Christ. He's putting everything here into the ark for every provision that Noah needs for his safety. And he has done the same thing with our salvation that took place on the cross of Calvary. Everything was placed there that we need. All we need to do is come. Noah just needed to come. Now, if he refused to enter into this ark after he built it, then we'd find that there would have been a problem. There'd been trouble at the time because Noah would have been destroyed just like everybody else. But you see, he came by faith. Will you come by faith? A window, 18 inches by 18 inches, 1 cubit by 1 cubit. And so we have some kind of a covering over it, whether it be a window or a door of some fashion was over this window, and it was 1 cubit. Can you imagine? We've got 450 feet by 75 feet. Can you imagine a vessel that size with one door in the side of it, and we have one window in the top? You know, in the top. We didn't have windows down along the side. There was one window. And it was in the roof, so to speak. And why in the world would it be in the top? And why just one? There was no need for more. We are to be looking. Our eyes are to be heaven bound, not earth bound. And especially during a time of judgment. When judgment is going on in the world or wickedness is going on in the world, which it is today, we should have our eyes heaven-bound, not heaven-looking, not earth-looking, not looking towards the land and the earth and the things of the world. We should be looking heaven-bound. It's so important that we look heavenward. And we only need one. And there was so much destruction that went on that man was not to look upon that. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, darkness fell upon the earth, because when the load of sin was laid upon, judgment was laid upon Jesus Christ. When that judgment come, no man was to look upon that. And no man saw it. The only one that was there was God the Father and God the Son and God the Spirit. That was it. No one else could look upon what was going on. It was an awful time. God had to turn away. God had to turn aside because that sin, God can't tolerate, can't stand sin. And so even for a period of time, God himself was away. Isn't it so sad that our sin caused such pain and agony to God, to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as he died upon the cross of Calvary? Some things like that are so hard to understand, aren't they? That he was fully God and fully man, and yet he was able to take on sin because there was a time of separation, that God had forsaken him, had set him aside just for that period of time to take our sin away. Well, here, as we look and we see the destruction as it's going on, and you know, I think that it's so sad that the earth had gotten so wicked. But when that judgment come, when the world was in the process of being destroyed, they could not look upon that. The only thing they could look into the heavens. And we should do the same thing. We should always be looking up, always looking into the place, into the throne of God for our help, for our strength. Please, that you recognize that we need to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. The boat had one door. There's only one way of salvation. That's by Jesus Christ. This vessel only had one window. And that was not to see the destruction, not to see the beauty of the surroundings, not to look at the water, not to watch these people die, but to look unto the heavens, to the throne of God, knowing that he was secure and he was keeping us. Please, that you'll see what Noah, when he came by faith, Can you see what he saw? Please, please, will you come to Jesus Christ? Please trust in him today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?